They had a win 24-6 over the Bulldogs yesterday, and their coach is Anthony Seibold, who's been good enough to join us on the line today. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Anthony.
Just on that, why don't we start with Damien Cook? 10 runs, 122 metres, just the 46 tackles for him yesterday in not quite an 80-minute performance. I guess from a coaching point of view, Anthony, one of the things that must give you the most pleasure is to see players blossom and play to their potential, which is certainly what Damien's done this year. What was it about him early on that you saw that gave him the nod to get the 9 jersey for South Sydney, and what are your thoughts on his progression this year to become standout State of Origin player?
Yeah, Jimmy, to start with, he's probably the most improved player in the competition, I would suggest. I think his performances probably indicate that, but I think a lot of it's down to Damien. You know, he did a lot of a lot of work away from the Rabbitohs during the off season. He spent plenty of time, working on some areas of his game that I asked him to improve on, and I think he did a particularly good job. He had a tremendous preseason off the back of that work, and I just thought that he was ready, to assume an 80-minute hooking role. I think all the indicators that I saw during the preseason suggested that. And, I was really up front with him and Faz. I said to Cookie, you're going to get first crack at this. And, I told Faz that. And I think, Cookie's, got better and better. And, really proud of, his Origin series, but really proud of him yesterday. I think, it was an immense performance from him yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Anthony. Thanks for joining us. A lot of coaches have got a dilemma this round, whether to play their Origin players or to rest them. You chose to play yours. What was the thinking behind that, Anthony?
Yeah, well, it was a bit around continuity and cohesion for the group. I think, I rested the players against the Gold Coast after game one. We only had a 2-day turnaround, so I was very strong on that. The four players wanted to play that game, but we had planned that they were not to play, so I rested them then. And then after game two, they did play, but it was a 7-day turnaround, so there was no dramas there for them. In this game, I just thought that their teammates and us as a club, needed them to play. I think all three were really keen to play. We've looked after them very well from a training life point of view. Leading up to the Cowboys game, which was after Origin 2, they had 5 days off, so they literally had one training session leading into that game. I rested them after the Gold Coast game. They've now got a couple of days off where they'll be away from football. So we've done a very good job, I think, managing their loads, but I just thought it was really important for them to show their commitment to the club yesterday. Mm.
Now, stays top of the comp, potentially, unless the Dragons have a big win today. It'd have to be a really big win. But 13 wins. I think the tries were certainly going into this round, 68, and most in the competition. I think that would surprise most people. Is that something you set out to do, Anthony? Yes, of course, you want to win, but how you want to win seems to be part of the equation at South Sydney this year as well.
Yeah, certainly, Jimmy. I've said it a number of times. We changed up our game model with regards to our attack, and without going into detail what we did there, we spent a lot of time on that part of our game over the preseason. I think everyone would agree that we needed to improve that area of our game. I think finishing 12th, two seasons in a row, probably being not so strong from an attacking point of view, particularly the last sort of 24 months, we needed to invest a lot of time in it. So we did that, mate. We've seen some improvement. I think did we think that we'd get so much improvement so quick? I'm not too sure, but certainly we were hoping to. And we're pleased with our progress there. We weren't so happy yesterday. We were quite scrappy to start both halves of the game. We made some line breaks there and pushed the pass on a number of occasions, and we need to be more clinical than that. So we're not so happy with how we attacked yesterday. That one thing I did enjoy yesterday was our defence. Our scramble there was outstanding. I think we saved 3 or 4 tries, which suggests that the guys working really hard for each other.
Just back to your attack, Anthony. One of the beneficiaries has been Robert Jennings, who's developed in a tremendous finisher this season. Another hat-trick last night, now leads the NRL for tries scored this season. But if we wind back to the start of the pre-season, you made some comments yesterday that he came in over his ideal weight off to start pre-season training, and in your words, he needed to kick up the backside.
Yeah, I think Jenko, I'm not too sure if people know his background, but he was an absolutely outstanding junior. He was an elite junior, made all the Australian schoolboys, junior kangaroos a number of years in a row. And he just has so much potential. Obviously, you know, his older brothers, you know, also, you know, been you know, very good footballers as well in their own right. But, you know, I saw immense potential in Janko. I just didn't think he'd achieved it. He's 22 now, so he's not a young boy anymore. He's, you know, I think it's time for him to sort of make a stand. So when he turned up, you know, 8 kilos overweight on day one of pre-season, I wasn't really happy about it because I thought that showed a lot of disrespect to what I was trying to do as a coach and what we're trying to do as a club. So he was starting from a long way back, and he spent the majority of pre-season with you know, training with our second team. I mean, you know, we have a depth chart, and you know, we'd have 13v13 training, and effectively, you know, how well you train, how well you perform with the training, and what you were doing around the group suggested what team you're in. And he spent a big portion of the pre-season in the second team, and I, you know, he needed to work really hard. So, along with one or two others, you know, he was in a group that had to do a lot of extras. So he's worked really hard, but just something clicked at the back end of pre-season, and I gave him a chance, and he's taken the chance, and he's just been more consistent with his preparation. I think he's starting to understand that. You got to, you know, look after not just your football side of things, but, you know, you're away from footy as well.
Yeah. Having coached Sam Burgess, you were there as an assistant last year, but having coached him now, there was a stat that came up in the Raiders game last night. It talked about most consecutive games with 100-plus metres. Sam Burgess topped the list at a ridiculous number, you know, well over, you know, two or three seasons. Do you get a greater appreciation for what he brings to a side? He's a middle forward, or can play on the edge, but he's churning out 80 minutes, and his numbers are spectacular.
Yeah, I've got so much respect for Sam as a person, as a player. I think he's been immense. He's been a really big help to me, along with Sutto and GI. You know, they're the three leaders. So we spend quite a bit of time together, you know, during the week, doing some planning around our week and so on. So just what he brings off the field is enormous. But, like, I actually saw that stat, Jimmy, last night. I was watching that game when I got home after our game. And, you know, I think it might have been 68 or something straight, which is, it's incredible. But, you know, he puts in, week out. He's, he's a very good player for us. He's outstanding forward. And, he's immense from that point of view.
Anthony, 9 wins in a row now for the Rabbits. They're chugging along so well. They're ruthless, they're efficient, they're getting the job done each and every week. Less than 2 months to the finals. How do you sort of keep the players focused on the now rather than looking ahead to September?
Yeah, well, again, I repeat myself quite a bit with this, Ray. You know, we have a really next job mentality to our coaching and to how we prepare. So, you know, we haven't looked at the bigger picture whatsoever. You know, our next job is to come in. You know, I've given the guys have today off. We review our game tomorrow. So that's our next job, you know, from a coaching point of view or a coaching staff point of view. We need to make sure we're really consistent with our review of the game and the way that we present it to the players on Monday. And then the next job for the players is our Tuesday session. It's a physical day on Tuesday, and they understand that. We've got a good routine there now, so they know that that's their next job. So, you know, it's really narrow focus for us, and, you know, that's the way that I like to coach.
Inglis update, the thumb injury, and a further part to this question, Anthony, has having the break at this time after a couple of Origin games, good timing for Greg Inglis?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you never like to see somebody injured, but I think from a physical point of view and a load point of view, it's not such a bad thing for Greg. He's 2 weeks into his rehab now, so he's got another 4 weeks to go.
Yep.
So he was back at training on Friday, starting his rehab. He'll jump into, you know, more running and you know, some work in the gym tomorrow, and it's pretty much full steam ahead. I think you know, they put 6 screws in his thumb, so, you know, it wasn't a small injury. It was it's quite a big one, but you know, we had the best sort of protocols in place for him. He got operated on the day after he did it against the Cowboys, and so we got a really, you know, positive head start on that, and he's only a couple of weeks away.
John Sutton, 300 coming up next week. That's a significant milestone for a significant player in the club. How will that be celebrated?
Yeah, certainly we're going to do some things internally during the week to, I suppose, yeah, recognise the significance of the achievement. You know, Sato's the first and only player to do that at the Rabbitohs. And I think, you know, we've got a 110-year history as a club, and some of the greats of the game, you know, John Sattler, Bobby McCarthy, you know, Ronnie Coote, Mike Cleary, you know, Mario Fanning, Les Davison. You could go on and on and on with the players who have played for this club. Well, Sato's the only person ever to achieve 300 games, so it's very significant. So we've got some things internally during the week that will recognise that. obviously it's the West Tigers home game this weekend, but you know, there'll be some things in and around the lead up to that. And then the following weekend, when we host our home game, which I think is paramount off the top of my head,
yep.
We'll recognise Sutter there as well. But yeah, certainly there'll be some things in place. But I know Sutter, he won't want it to be a distraction.
Mm. And finally, contract status for Anthony Seibold. What's the contract status for you at the moment?
Yeah, Jimmy, I've got a year to go on my contract. So 2019, I'm contracted till the end of that season. So, the club's had a very brief chat to me and made an offer to, my agent, Isaac Moses. So at the moment, I just like to, sit on that. I don't want it to be a distraction, Jimmy, to what we're trying to do, because I think that would be really selfish of me. You know, I talk to the players about putting the team first, so... I want to really focus on getting through this year. I've got, as I said, almost 18 months to go on my contract, so I don't think there's any need to rush it, at the end of the season. I just want to get through this, my maiden season as a head coach, get through this season, and then I can sit down and we can have some really considered discussion around what we do moving forward.
Is it big enough?
He's not letting this go, Anthony.
The initial offer. Or you say, no, go back and come back again, guys.
Not letting it go, Anthony.
Yeah, mate, you're not letting it go, Jimmy. No, as I said, I've got no more with it. The thing is, mate, I love the club. I love the group of players that I'm playing with. It's been a really positive start to my coaching career here, but also, there's a number of other things, that come into consideration. But at the moment, as I said, it's been a really positive start. I really enjoy working for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of fun with you, Seebs. No problem whatsoever. I totally understand. Look, they're going great. They're absolutely flying, and it's
great to watch.
The manner in which they play as well, fantastic. Top of the comp. There's no other place you'd want to be. Anthony, really appreciate your time this morning.
Good on you guys. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.